Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I just returned from Israel with Covenant Journey, about 45 Christian college students who are leaders all over the country. It's an amazing experience to visit Israel. It's even more amazing to visit with these young Christian college students who are leaders already in their college campuses and will be leaders in their communities and around the world. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, I just returned on an amazing trip from Israel. We had students, as I mentioned, as part of a Covenant Journey, a ministry that we launched several years ago for Christian college-age students who have demonstrated leadership. They have to show in their application as part of the review and selection process their Christian testimony, their experience in leadership. We've had now almost 1,000 students participate from over 300 colleges and universities. Every conceivable college and profession around the country have been represented on these trips to Israel. And anyone who has gone to Israel knows how amazing it is. But on the other hand, Matt, there are times, as I make an analogy, where you can visit the land but not see Jesus. You know, the 12 spies, when they were spying out the land after they finished their exodus and they were about ready to come into the land, they spied out the land and they saw the exact same land, the same vegetation, the same grapes. But 10 of them saw giants and they felt like they were grasshoppers in the sight of these giants. And two of them, Joshua and Caleb, saw God. Same exact land, different experience. As a result, the people believe the 10 who had no faith, who didn't have vision, and they ended up wandering in the wilderness for the next 40 years, and they never saw the promised land except for the two, Joshua and Caleb, that did enter into the promised land. So Israel is an amazing place. We take them there as part of a spiritual life transformative experience, an immersive experience in the land, but we focus and emphasize on the spiritual transformation, that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and the fact that you can trust the Word of God. That makes a huge difference in that experience in Israel.
And I know you've been out there dozens of times with these young leaders, with them, planting seeds in their hearts and their spirits, their souls for ambassadorship to Israel. The key words here, life-changing. And I know every time you return, you have something new to report. You see something different. Something different happens to you spiritually. It's never quite the same, is it?
No, it's never the same. And Holly, you've been on a Covenant Journey trip with us a couple of years ago. And there's nothing like it to be there with these young people, and the focus is on Jesus. They become ambassadors for Jesus first and foremost, and naturally they fall in love with Israel and become ambassadors for Israel. But we have so many stories about the lives that have been transformed by these young people. One of them is a story of a girl who literally was healed there in Migdal, where Mary Magdalene grew up. There's a beautiful painting down in the chapel after we tour the ruins. And these are ruins that were discovered recently, and it is the oldest synagogue that goes back to the time of Jesus. You can literally see the floor, the walls, the tile that are 2,000 years old, all underground, recently archaeologically discovered. And after that, we have the opportunity to go into this chapel with this amazing painting of the woman who had the flow of blood for over a decade, and she touched the hem of Jesus' garment and was healed.
I love that painting. It's huge. It's like, I don't know how many feet around, and I know I had to snap a couple pictures of it, but it just illustrates that woman. All you see is her hand reaching out to the bottom of his garment, and you think the power that came out of him to heal that woman instantly.
Yeah, and you think of Jesus at the time that he was ministering, women were not very highly thought of.
Not at all.
They were second class, if not third or fourth class citizens. You couldn't trust them to testify at a court of law. They were unclean once a month.
Yeah.
Therefore, they were separated in the synagogues from the men, because if the men would rub up against them, they would become unclean. They'd have to go ceremonially wash themselves. But it wasn't just Jews. It was Romans and Greeks who thought very negatively about women.
Not Jesus, but no. The culture.
No, and Jesus actually has women. That's part of his inner circle.
Absolutely.
One of which
his
is
apostles.
Mary Magdalene,
yeah.
Who had seven demons cast out of her. Mm-hmm. So she wasn't just a woman cast aside by the society. She was a demon-possessed woman, not with just one, but with seven demons. I have no idea what she would be like around when she was possessed with seven demons. And Jesus came to her and mentioned her name, Mary, and cast out the demons. It is that same name that she was familiar with when she became, along with the other women, the first eyewitness to the most important event in history. And Jesus gave the women that privilege. And when she saw
evangelist.
What
yeah.
she thought was the gardener, what have you done with my Lord? Mm-hmm. What does he do? He says, Mary. Mm-hmm. And she knew right away, yeah. I know that voice. That's my Lord who set me free.
That's right. And she became the first evangelist.
She became the first evangelist. She really
which
was.
Which was revolutionary. Christ was the first feminist, if you will. And I don't mean a modern day type feminist. That was revolutionary. Oh. Women were distrusted. They could not be witnesses in a court of law. And here were, you know, if you're trying to create some kind of story for future generations, you don't pick women who are immediately discredited as your eyewitnesses.
Yeah, and you don't pick tax collectors to be part of your board of directors.
Right.
Right.
You know,
right.
Your 12 apostles. These are people who committed fraud. They stole. They would come to you and say you owe X amount of taxes. Well, you didn't know that. Why? They would get more money, and then they would skim it off the top for themselves, and they would then pay the rest of it to Caesar. Mm-hmm. That's why tax collectors were so hated. They were theft. They were thieves. And Jesus brought a tax collector, Matthew, into his inner circle, became one of the 12 apostles.
Yeah.
Jesus did that with broken people. And we've had people on this trip who have had different experiences, deaths in the family, death of a father. One of them had the father die, and the day that she was going to return would have been the one-year anniversary. She was very close to her dad, and she was not looking forward to that one day getting back in the United States on the day, 1 year to the day, that her dad unexpectedly died. And it was in the Mount of Beatitudes where she saw the little inscription, "Blessed are those who mourn." And that scripture, there is a blessing even to those who mourn. And she experienced a healing of the emotions at that time. Certainly, that one-year anniversary was still difficult, but less so because of her experience there in the land with Jesus. So it's an amazing time to take these young people early in their lives, in their budding careers, where you get a chance to live life with them. We see them graduate from school. We see them getting married. We see them having children. We see them in their first job, their first house. Mm. It's an amazing experience, and so thankful for it. The ministry is called Covenant Journey, and you can go to the website, covenantjourney.org. Pray for Covenant Journey and for the young people, even those that we just took. We have another group going next month. But even for those that we just took, because the transformation doesn't stop when they land in the United States. It continues, as we say, the journey continues for life, and it really does. When Jesus impacts you, that journey continues through life in every area of life. Pray for Covenant Journey. For more information about Covenant Journey, visit the website covenantjourney.org. It's for Christian college-age students who have demonstrated leadership potential. Those who are selected, the trip is subsidized. They pay $500. The rest of it is subsidized, and it's an amazing experience. The applications for the next round for 2020 will open the first part of August later this year. covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.